شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, children. Boy, do I have something geschmack for you for Parshas Pinchas. Do you remember last week we spoke about Aaron HaKohen who chased peace? Rodef Shalom? Well, now I want to tell you about Aaron's grandson, Pinchas, who learned from his Zaidi to chase peace. Pinchas made peace. You see, Hashem was furious with the Bnei Yisrael at the end of last week's Parsha. Hashem sent a plague and 24,000 people died. That plague was because of Hashem's anger. Hashem was angry about intermarriage. Jewish men were marrying girls from Moab and Midian. That was a big disgrace, especially because one of the princes of the tribes did it also. His name was Zimri, and he was the Nasi for Shevet Shimon. He was the Rosh Yeshiva for the whole Shevet Shimon. He took a woman from Midian in front of the whole Klal Yisrael, even in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he took her like a wife into his tent, and no one was caring enough to stop him. This made Hashem furious. Pinchas knew Hashem was furious, and he knew how to calm the situation. Pinchas took a weapon, and he went after Zimri and attacked them inside Zimri's tent. Everyone knew about it. Pinchas killed a Nasi. But it worked. Hashem became peaceful with Bnei Yisrael once again, and the plague stopped. What do we learn from this, children? To stand up against a disgrace. Let's say you are in a classroom and the teacher is writing something on the board so he can't see what's going on. One of the boys starts squirting his water gun onto the teacher's desk. What do you do? Some kids who don't listen to Musa stories will laugh. But it's a disgrace, a bizayon. A bizoyon to the teacher and a bizoyon to the learning. And it's happening in front of the whole class. If you stand up and shout at that person, "Hey, stop it!" If you're able to defend the honor of your teacher, even though many of your friends will not approve, you will be like Pinchas, making peace by taking Hashem's anger off of the entire class and the teacher's anger. Here's another example. Let's say there are a lot of children in your family. It's Erev Shabbos, and your mother is busy cooking Lechod Shabbos. The rest of the house chores are left to everyone else, meaning the kids. You each have specific jobs to do. But when it comes to the toys, the messy playroom, you all work together, usually. This Erev Shabbos, it's extra messy, and no one is in the mood, except for your big sister. But she can't convince the rest of you to help. It's a big job alone. The books and the games and the toys, they need reorganizing and to be put back. So your big sister goes to tell your mom, "Mommy, can you get everybody to help me clean the playroom now?" So your mother makes an emergency family meeting. Shabbos will be here soon, and we all need to be ready on time. So Mommy calls out, "Everyone, come to the kitchen. Emergency family meeting. No one is exempt." So you all listen to your mother, except for your little brother. He is on the couch reading and ignoring the meeting. So your mother calls and says, "Chaimel, we're waiting for you." Then Chaimel says something chutzpahdik. "I'm not coming to this dumb meeting. I'm exempt." What a disgrace! This is exactly the time to do like Pinchas. Stand up in defense of your mother and shout, "What? Take that back, Chaimel. How dare you speak that way to Mommy?" This way, Mommy will not have to punish Chaimel. Things will go back to being peaceful. Kids, this is a very hard thing to do because it's not popular and people will look at you like you're such a goody-goody. They might even disgrace you like they did Pinchas. Yes, after Pinchas killed Zimri, people were making fun of Pinchas. This doesn't feel nice. But you know that you're doing the right thing. And the reward, it's enormous. Look in the Parsha. Hashem wrote good things about Pinchas and made a special covenant with Pinchas. He eventually became the Kohen Gadol, and he lived a very long time. Tachas Hashekinei Leilokov, Vayichaper Abnei Yisrael. Tachas Hashekinei Leilokov, Vayichaper Abnei Yisrael. For more stories, visit our website, MosesStories.com, and make a donation.